Time now on our pre-game show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, looking back at last weekend, there were an awful lot of positives. What do you think was the biggest positive, the biggest step forward your team took last week?
We found a way to win. We could have easily lost both those games, and we found a way to win both those games. I think that's a positive.
When you win the way that you did on Friday in a 1-0 overtime game, gives you a whole lot of juice on the next night, doesn't it?
Sure. You know, we're at home, and again, it's just this – it's just a fine line between winning and losing at our level, and there's just so many plays throughout the game that can, you know, make a major difference. That's why, again, it's tough for the players. It is, because sometimes you're asking these guys to be mistake free, and it's virtually impossible to do. But when you do make mistakes, it's going to the magnitude of the mistake is what's critical.
A lot of fans would look at, you know, at your last 2 weeks, Duluth, things didn't go your way. Last week, they did say, wow, they took a step forward. That's the progression of a team, isn't it?
For sure. I mean, again, it's just, yeah, it is a progression of a team. And, you know, you're always, like I said last week, and I was kind of being, you know, having fun with it, but you're always working on something. There's always something that you need to work on. There's something that, you know, you're not very efficient in. There's some things that you're doing, that you're executing, you're doing well. But eventually, some of those things you're doing well slip. They slide. And some of the things that you're not doing very well right now, they get better. And then you got that kind of master. But I shouldn't say mastered. You know what? You're obviously, again, you're in a good place with it, probably is the best way to put it, because you're never mastering anything. But there's always something you're working on, and there's always, you know, there's always something you're doing well, and it can blow up in your face all the time.
How much of that is it's going well, so you don't necessarily talk about it a whole lot, you don't work on it a whole lot in practice, and now all of a sudden you haven't worked on it in a while, and now it's an issue?
Well, or you talk about it, or you work on it, or, yeah, there's just, or you know, there's video, and there's just a lot of different things without getting into too much detail right now, but there's just a lot. There's a lot that goes into winning is what I'm getting at.
How much better, faster, more efficient are your video sessions now, and just the guys know what it is that you want them to do, and they've kind of done this now for a month?
Well, they know the routine, but you're constantly, you know, coaching is like being a parent too. You're constantly reminding your team about the same stuff, and I'm sure I get eye rolls, but that's what it is. I mean, it's all about repetition. You know, you've heard it all the time: repetition, repetition, repetition. And there's certain staples in your, you know, with your team and your program that are just non-negotiable, and those are the things that you're working on all the time and talking about all the time.
Last week, you won a bunch of faceoffs, period. But you seem to win a bunch on the power play too. How important is winning that first power play faceoff? How much better does that make the power play as a whole?
Oh, it's critical. And we talk about it on the penalty kill. If you can win a faceoff and clear a puck, I mean, it's just, you know, I'm not going to say you're halfway home, but holy moly, it sure helps, because now you got their best players out there. Now they've got to go 200 feet one way. Now they got to go 200 feet another way. And then if you can get another clear, I mean, it's you know, it's a nice little dagger for that team. So on the opposite side from the power play, you know, you want to make sure, again, that you got energy and you got juice. And the only way you're going to have energy and juice is by minimizing your skating.
Riley Funk was otherworldly last week on the faceoff dot. Is that sustainable? I mean, 90% isn't, but.
No, not a chance. It's sustainable. I mean, you know, can Funker be 55%? You know, I mean, 55, 56% is pretty damn good. And, I mean, can he be that? And if he's hitting 60, you know, it's out of this world. So that is not sustainable. But, again, can he get to that 55, 60% mark? And that's a consistent centerman.
More with Coach Cerutori when we return. Corner Bar pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show. Part two, head coach Tom Cerutori. Bowling Green has played four, quote-unquote, real games. They've played a couple of exhibition games as well. I realize that exhibition games are kind of dependent on what your non-conference schedule is and when you have open weeks and such, but yours has typically been the last couple of years, you know, around New Year's. I can see pros and cons for both. Where do you like those exhibition games to be?
I don't know. It doesn't matter to me. I don't get too wrapped up into it. So whenever we can play, we can play. And if we have it early, we have it early. If we have it mid-season like we've had the last couple of weeks, no big deal. And our last couple of years, excuse me. I don't know. I've never really put much thought into it, Schultzy. It all has to fit around our schedule.
They've got a handful of non-conference teams around them, as do we. It's all predicated on who you want to play in your non-conference schedule, right? That's going to dictate everything else, doesn't it?
Well, they've got more options than we have. They've got a boatload of options. They got probably, you know, quadruple the options that we have, probably when you're talking an six-hour bus trip. So they got a lot more options than us, so they can play more, probably a variety of more teams. So, you know, that's nice where they're at. And, hey, we have our staples right now, which we know what they are. But, you know, after you get away from the St. Clouds, the Duluths, the North Dakotas, the Minnesotas, and now the St. Thomases, like, there's nothing really, you know, after that, there's nothing really close.
Do you have a better feel for what BG is all about now, you know, a couple of years in after coaching change?
Yeah, they're not much different than they've ever been. I mean, honestly, it's like, Burge and Ives and Dennis, they're very similar. I think a lot of it is their mentality, their mindset, the rink that they're in. You know, they haven't changed all too much. I mean, they're a team that doesn't beat themselves. They're a team that plays physical. They're a team that wants to have they want to physically take advantage of you in their rink, and they're going to make you play 200 feet.
You got 10 newcomers on this team, 10 guys now that are, you know, in theory anyway, playing their first games in this building. How do you get them ready for it other than just these, you know, pregame skate this morning and a full practice yesterday?
Video. They saw video this weekend what the expectation is and how we've played here before, how they've played, what to expect, and we talk about it every day. No, the preparation just isn't about a pregame skate. The preparation isn't about a Thursday skate. The preparation starts on Monday in the meeting, and we have video throughout the week, which we show what they're going to see. And then we talk about our expectation and how we want to play. So, no, it's there's a daily dose of information that they're getting.
Does video do the speed of a puck in this rink justice?
Probably not. But, these guys have played enough hockey. They've played in enough, you know what, I don't want to sit there and say different rinks. It's not even different rinks, different styles. You got to know how to win. We talk about it all the time. You got to know how to win different ways. No, they get it, and they, you know, they got the bottom line is they got to adapt quicker than normal, and you know, it is what it is. I mean, this place can beat the heck out of you early, so you better be prepared early too. The opening puck drop is critical, but the first 10 minutes is critical as well.
Best of luck.
Thanks, Schultze.
Tom Cerruteri, head coach of the Beavers. Starting lineups next on the Beaver Radio Network.